AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Growing calls for President Biden to step aside following Thursday night's debate performance, in which Biden's halting and meandering statements have raised concerns about his ability to serve another 4 years as president. On Friday, the president vowing to continue, though, delivering a forceful speech at the Stonewall National Monument in New York.
We're in the battle for the soul of America. But I look around at the pride, hope, and light that all of you bring. I know it was a battle we're going to win.
The New York Times editorial board publishing an op-ed calling for Biden to step down. The Supreme Court on Friday moved to limit a federal obstruction charge that's been levied against hundreds of January 6 defendants, as well as former President Trump. The justices ruled obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that defendants tried to tamper with or destroy documents. A court in New Mexico putting Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter case on track to head to trial in early July. This is ABC News. A new study giving reassurance that heat treatment, also known as pasteurization, kills bird flu virus in cow's milk.
When bird flu was first detected in U.S. dairy cows earlier this year, there were no studies of whether heat treatment killed the virus in cow's milk. A study in April found dead remnants, but no live virus. The Food and Drug Administration was encouraged by studies on the pasteurization of eggs, which killed the virus. Smaller studies had mixed results, but a new, larger, more complex one at a federal research center in Athens, Georgia, indicated pasteurization does kill bird flu in milk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The National Park Service says Friday that it intends to ban hunters from baiting bears in national preserves in Alaska. The new rule, set to take effect later this summer, would bar sport hunters from using bait such as bacon grease, pastries, syrup, or dog food to attract bears. Agency says it's concerned about encouraging them to become conditioned to human-like food. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died unexpectedly on Friday. Delagrave was first elected in 2015. County Board Chair Tom Kramer will serve as the acting county executive until the position is filled. Delagrave was born and raised in Racine County and lived in the area his entire life. Milwaukee leaders are calling for an end to gun violence after 2 days of multiple shootings. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman spoke at a press conference Thursday.
And we as a community need to step up and say, enough, enough. Show our young ones how to resolve these issues in a productive way. Do something.
15 people were shot in Milwaukee on Wednesday and Thursday. A man, a pregnant woman, and a one-year-old baby were killed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Another Brewers Grand Slam. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at American Family Field. Three Brewers have now hit Grand Slams this week. Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bauer, and this time it was rookie Jackson Churio, bottom of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
The 1-2, Churio in the air. Left field.
It's Churio's first career Grand Slam. Pat Murphy on the 20-year-old's progress.
You've watched it. You know, the kid is learning, and he's made the most of his opportunities lately, and you can see why. you know, our people decided to sign him long term.
The Cubs fall to 38-45 on the season and remain in last place. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I think we got to plan on scoring more runs. You know, we've got to score more runs. No question about it. That's a part of this for sure.
Again, the Brewers with a 4-2 win from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. It's 67 right now.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program, picking up your calls and your thoughts. You've heard mine. You know, Biden blew it. Trump lied. Trump made more than 30 major lies last night. He lied about Democrats allowing babies to be executed after birth. He lied about every legal scholar and everybody in general wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. A complete lie. Two-thirds of America wanted it kept in place. He said that there were no terror attacks during his presidency, a lie. He said that Iran didn't fund terror groups when he was president, a lie. He said that the U.S. has provided more aid to Ukraine than Europe, another lie. He said Biden for years referred to black people as super predators, another lie. He said Biden is planning to quadruple people's taxes, another Trump lie. He said that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops on January 6th, another lie. He, in fact, was the one who withheld the National Guard. He said that Americans don't pay the cost of tariffs on China, a lie. He said Europe accepts no American cars, a lie. I mean, he just basically, pretty much every single answer of Trump's was a lie. And CNN, he said the president, he said he's the guy who got the Veterans Choice Program through Congress and signed it. That was Barack Obama. You know, another lie. He said that the 2020 election was filled with fraud, a lie. He said that Biden had the biggest budget deficit ever in history. No, that was Trump. He said that Biden has the biggest trade deficit with China. Again, that was Trump. I mean, he literally lied about everything. But Biden was reduced to saying, you know, everything you just said was a lie. I mean, because CNN would not fact check him in real time, which means that wasn't a debate. It was a lie fest. I mean, it was just. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Marcus in Durwood, Maryland. Hey, Marcus, what's up?
Hello, sir. Okay, so I think it's not time to panic, not time to get the parachute out and jump out the plane. I think we just need to take a deep breath. I'll remind you that during his second term, when he was running for president in his first debate, Ronald Reagan did exactly the same thing that Joe Biden did. He came across as I don't know.
I remember it well, Marcus. It was nowhere near that bad. And Ronald Reagan did not walk stiffly and you could hear his voice clearly and
right.
No, I don't think you can make that comparison. Yeah, Reagan
well,
didn't
I think,
do well.
Well,
in his first
well
he didn't
well,
come
well,
across
I think, but what they did was that was I thought it was a pretty bad performance by Ronald Reagan. But what they did was they brought in the Post from Dover, and they started correcting his image. And they started doing things like, you know, they had the next debate, they had his victory rally at the beginning of the debate. They gave him lines from Cicero to deliver. They brought in people who could handle him and could, and I don't see that. That's not going on with Biden's staff.
Yeah.
And I think they're not normalizing him, and I think that's a real problem. I listened to a historian of theater a little while ago, and he made the point about Trump. He said Trump is a very good improv actor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't deal with an improv actor with facts. You got to give him enough rope to hang himself. And the people who were dealing with Biden didn't prepare him to do that. I mean, you know, it was heartbreaking to watch that.
It was.
And By the way, I think, but on the issue of Newsom, I think if Newsom's put in there, they're gonna have to remove Harris as the VP, and I think that's just gonna cause immense damage to the party. I think with the
black female vote in particular.
Well, yeah, and I think it's just going to be catastrophic.
Which is the key to Democratic victories in most of America, right. Or much of America. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's just what I wanted to say. And so I just want to say, have a great vacation.
Thanks, Mark.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know, get together with your friends and sort of come up with a plan to get us out of this bloody mess. That's what I'd like to say.
Well, I will be continuing to write an op-ed every day while I'm on vacation. That's the one thing I will do. So we'll still be publishing Hartman Report every day. So, you know, you can keep up with my political thoughts. Marcus, thank you for the call.
Okay, sir.
Good talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Patrick in Seaside, California. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Hey, Tom.
Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party. So are you stoked? Are you pumped? Are you getting excited about a potential Secretary of State, David Duke? Or is it Elon Musk? I'm confused.
Yeah, it'll be probably.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing that Trump will pick David Duke.
Oh, my God.
Actually, he'd probably make him head of the Department of the Interior, you know, or not HEW, or what used to be HEW. I don't know what it's called now, but you know what I'm talking about. The agency that oversees all the welfare programs. That's where he'll put David Duke.
Like your last caller, I was heartbroken. I am heartbroken about last night, and I've resisted even entertaining the idea. But from a de facto perspective, Donald Trump might as well be a Russian spy. I mean, he's certainly the Ronald Reagan General Electric spokesman for global fascism. And another rhetorical question, I think the rhetorical question of the hour, why the effing F did we fight Hitler in World War II just to see MAGA Republicans and Trump turn us 80 years later into everything we fought against in the first effing place?
I know. And have you listened to Rachel Maddow's podcast?
I haven't.
Go back and listen to the first one first. She lays out how Republicans, back in the 40s, the 30s and 40s, Republicans were actually taking money from Hitler and spouting, Hamilton Fish, a member of the House of Representatives, who used to give all these pro-Hitler speeches on the floor of the House. He had actually an agent of the Hitler regime working on his staff as a speechwriter. I mean, we had actual Nazis in the House and Senate in the 1930s and 40s, and I think we do now, actually, again.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked and terrified about the billionaires and the Supreme Court justices and so many people actively trying to turn us into Nazi Germany.
Yep.
I have a couple questions for you. The one was about a book that I'm surprised I've never seen in the Tom Hartman Book Club. But the first question is, you're playing a lot of music that's like progressive protest songs. I was curious who the artists are.
Louise is mostly writing them. And there's this really cool AI program that then takes her lyrics and turns them into music.
Oh, my God, that's great.
And it really is incredible because now somebody who's very, very creative can actually produce music.
That's awesome. The book that I always was surprised that you haven't included in the Tom Hartman Book Club, and I'm wondering if it's just because it's so obsolete and we're way past the descriptor word friendly, is the 1980 book Friendly Fascism, The New Face of Power in America by Bertram Gross.
Oh, yeah. I remember when that book came out.
He wrote 1944 and
40.
Yeah. And he's got the cover of the book looks like a Lego political family being interviewed by a Lego TV camera crew. Yeah. But, I mean, he wrote the book, the 1944 and 1945 FDR and Truman Full Employment Acts.
Is it
just because his book is obsolete? Because we're way past friendly fascism. We're, like, into, like, full-blown, like, grab you by the throat and other parts of your anatomy fascism.
Yeah. Most of the books that I've done, we've got about 200, 250 books in that, and we just kind of, randomly cycle through them because they're there with our nonprofit feed to fill time when our for-profit stations have gone to their local news and commercial breaks. And so most of them were either books that were in my library that I thought were really cool and I just brought in and read, or books that we got in the mail from, you know, publishers promoting new authors and new art. And that's why some of the books are, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old, and some of them are from, you know, last month. And I haven't been recording new ones recently like I probably should. But
I'm just wondering, is Friendly Fascism still relevant, do you think, his book?
I think it is. I haven't, you know, I mean, I literally have not read it since the 1980s.
The prose is very dense.
Yeah.
The prose is very dense.
Yeah, that, which might be problematic in this day and age. People want...
Information rich.
Yeah, people want quick and easy. Patrick, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Good talking to you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People, and boy, do we need a support group today, huh? We'll be right back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Max Inc. Radio.
From Puerto Rico to Wisconsin, Chera's sultry songwriting showcases her life. She's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, rocker and Jimmy K.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
Yeah. After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. Guess what? It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since we started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger and happier, and there's a spring in their step. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Stave up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies. Spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. You watch your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox.
22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Holly in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hey, Holly, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to review one of the things you said. You said if Trump had a bad performance as Biden did last night, the Republicans would get rid of him. The Republicans haven't got rid of him after he's been adjudicated for rape, fraud, defamation, and 34 felony counts.
Yeah, but those are all things that are acceptable to Republicans, Holly. What's not acceptable to them is...
Why would you ever say they would get rid of him? Because they'll never get rid of him.
No, what I said was if Donald Trump had been incapable of speaking last night, essentially, if he had been stumbling over his words and mumbling and relatively incoherent and losing his train of thought, then they would get rid of him.
Well,
because
you know
that's something Republicans
that
will not tolerate.
And what I saw was a psychopath, pathological liar, and a man who was sick but trying to make poison. He's not there to fact-check Trump, but that's what CNN made him do.
I agree.
And it's all ridiculous theater. And I'll be damned if I'm going to get off of President Biden and look for another candidate. There's not time for that, and that will destroy our chances.
You may be right, Holly. And
right.
You know,
if you have a great vacation, yeah. Tom, you deserve it.
Thank you, Holly. Good talking to you. We'll see. You know, we'll see what the Democratic Party decides. And to a large extent, this decision is up to Biden himself. Ed in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with your previous colleague. My initial gut reaction was the same as yours. I watched that, and I just thought that it was a complete train wreck. It was far worse than Reagan.
Yeah.
And listen, we are not a cult. I have nothing but respect and admiration for President Biden. He's gone accomplished far more than I thought he would. But
yeah.
Last night, we have to remember, we're trying to reach voters who have no idea that your show or this station exists. And to the people who just tune into a debate and that's about it, that was absolutely a horror show. And I felt so bad for President Biden.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I agree that If I think he should step down, but if he doesn't, I'm behind him all the way. But it should be that
I feel
he
the same way.
Agrees to.
If he decides he's going to fight this to the end, I will do everything I can to help him get elected.
Exactly.
But if he decides to step down, I hope the Democratic Party chooses well. There's a number of people who I think, could step in at this. It's not that late.
Exactly. I was talking with your call screener. We're on the same page. I don't know why Gavin Newsom, he's the guy I would get behind. Yeah. But if Kamala Harris would agree to stay on as vice president, which would be, that first of all would be a slap in the face to her because she is more than qualified to be president. But what a if she would agree to do that, I think a Newsom Harris ticket would work. I don't think Governor Pritzker would work. He's my governor, and he's excellent. But I think they would use the fact that he's Jewish against him. Mm. I think a Newsom Harris ticket would work, but only if President Biden decides that hey, I better do this now and let the party get behind it. You know, and again, we're trying to reach the people who rarely pay attention to politics. So what I've been telling them, what I told two people today, is it's the Supreme Court. Who do you want to point into the Supreme Court who's going to be there for the 40 years, which would be the majority of your lifetime? And we just got to stretch that fact to the people that it's the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ed.
I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, it's the Supreme Court, and it's also every federal agency. I mean, look at Project 2025. They intended to decapitate the entire federal bureaucracy.
When I'm talking to people, I've been trying to keep it simple. And actually, you're right, because I mentioned Project 2025 and its Supreme Court, and I mentioned this figure sounds so outrageous. I tell them, don't believe me. Like I use Randy Rhodes' phrase. Yeah, I said, just check it out. But right now, there are over 26,000 women in Texas who are pregnant due to rape. It's the Supreme Court.
Yep. Yep. And what's the number? Is it some 50 or 60,000 nationwide women who've been raped?
Oh, yeah. And it's easy to fact check that.
Yeah.
But again, I just think Gavin Newsom and now Newsom-Harris ticket would work, but only if that's something that is President Biden's decision. If he decides to hang in there, then I'm behind him all the way.
Yeah. Well, President Biden is about to give a speech at a rally. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but he's about to give a speech. He's up on stage, and his wife gave an introduction, and now some fellow who I don't recognize is giving an introduction. So, you know, he's going to have a chance to redeem himself here. We'll see how he does. Ed, because he can read a prompter well. Ed, thank you very much for the call. Wild times, huh? We're picking up your calls. We're processing, I guess, is the word out of therapy, right? Pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Let's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are here. We are still here, and we will be right back. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Growing calls for President Biden to step aside following Thursday night's debate performance, in which Biden's halting and meandering statements have raised concerns about his ability to serve another 4 years as president. On Friday, the president vowing to continue, though, delivering a forceful speech at the Stonewall National Monument in New York.
We're in the battle for the soul of America, but I look around at the pride, hope, and light that all of you bring. I know it was a battle we're going to win.
The New York Times editorial board publishing an op-ed calling for Biden to step down. The Supreme Court on Friday moved to limit a federal obstruction charge that's been levied against hundreds of January 6 defendants, as well as former President Trump. The justices ruled obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that defendants tried to tamper with or destroy documents. A court in New Mexico putting Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter case on track to head to trial in early July. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reactions are split along party lines after Thursday night's presidential debate. Wisconsin Republican strategist Reince Priebus.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler says Donald Trump is still the wrong choice for Wisconsin. A second teenager from Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is charged in the death of a staff member. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblum was arrested with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd after they attacked 49-year-old Corey Prolks, who was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblum faces charges of felony murder and battery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently, it's 66.
The John and Gordy Show.
I was planning to take my sailboat out today.
And were you? Why don't the three of us go sailing
That's a great idea,
wow,
Gordy.
You don't like that idea?
No,
that
throws
Have you ever
before
sailed
the
a boat before?
No, never.
I think we can all get in there.
I think so.
There goes the family show. Sinking
to
quickly.
The bottom of the
sinking
lake.
Sinking slowly in the sunset.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio.
To see just how easy it is, and thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
In a world that's often harsh, the nights can feel so long. There's a call within our hearts to make the weak feel strong. For the children, for
for the elders, for the ones who need a hand. Let's sit together side by side and help them understand. We are their voice. We are their
Welcome back. Joe Biden's in, I believe, North Carolina. He's giving a barn burner. Yeah, it is North Carolina. He's giving a barn burner of a speech right now. Like I said, you know, he can read a prompter really well. And apparently he's back. And as long as they keep him in this mode, you know, he can be a very good campaigner. He's been a very good president. So we'll see. We'll see where all this goes. You know, maybe all the hand-wringing and bedwetting is unnecessary, or maybe it isn't. I don't know. We'll see. CC in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CC, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, if I could just give you a piece of your own advice, despair is not an option.
Thank you, CC.
I'm hearing a lot of despair. The same 80 million people that showed up at the last election and the same 72 million that showed up going to show up this time. What we should be concerned about is the Electoral College, how many black people they're going to throw off in these major cities. But I wanted to talk about, I was having a conversation with Mark. I kind of had to say, you're talking my language, because what I've been saying, Biden has a bad team around him. Yeah, it's been like that for some time, even the way he dresses. But even whoever releases the State Department report I've been whining about Israel's not blocking food aid and so forth, and then, yeah, that was clear that they were. I mean, that's credibility right there. Biden has a bad team. And I want to say Biden he's 80 years old. He's 81. A good president. Let's get over it. That's the best I can say, Tom. And something else me and Mark was talking about earlier, and it's not coming to me, but I just want to say that Biden just has a bad team, and he needs a better team around him. Go get Obama's team. In fact, put Obama on your team to help you write speeches and so forth. And that's what it comes down to me, Tom. He just has a bad team.
Yeah.
And I wish I could remember what Mark we had. I love your screener. He's good.
He's a good guy.
If you can't get Tom, you can't have a good conversation with Tom, you can definitely have one with Mark.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
CC, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, good talking to you. Thank you. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's up? Or DeKalb.
DeKalb, you got it. So, Tom, in the spirit of Anything Goes Friday, I'm going to pitch a completely out-of-the-box idea at you. Okay. All right. So first, I agree with you that Kamala Harris is probably not our best choice for presidential nominee should Biden kind of be asked to step aside. However, if Biden really insists on passing the torch to his VP to Kamala Harris, then what I was thinking is that she should consider a cross-party ticket by naming Adam Kinzinger as her VP pick. And the reason is this. It could unite the Democrats with the disaffected pro-sanity Republicans in the most partisan environment since the American Civil War.
The problem, Alan, is that Adam Kinzinger is a conservative Republican. He wants to privatize Social Security. He wants and Medicare. He wants to shut down welfare programs. He wants to, I don't know his position on gay marriage, but, you know, generally conservatives are opposed to things like that. I think the ideological gap is too large these days between conservatives and the Democratic Party, frankly. You know, I get what you're saying, but
I believe you're right about that, but you know how VPs typically just get sort of sidelined after the election?
No, but my point is that would just kill the base. That would kill the base.
Yeah.
You can't win without the base. That's really
No. I don't know that it would, because she is very pro passing, reinstating Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And I think that we would retain most of our base while we'd pick up a lot of swing states in places where everybody's saying, hey, I'm sick of partisan politics. Because really nothing matters more at this point than defeating Trump.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alan. I'm with you. And you know, whether that's the way to do it or not, I'm not a pollster. And to the extent that I have my finger on the pulse of politics in America, my perspective is somewhat distorted by the fact that I'm a progressive talk show host, and so most of the people I talk to are progressives.
I'm dying the wool progressive. I'm just in triage mode.
Yeah, yeah, I think
I'm a little in shock, like a lot of people are about last night's performance.
Yeah, I think the party has to be. Alan, thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I said this early on Tory Ryder's show. Joe Biden, it's time to replace him. And the person who must replace him is Michelle Obama, because the revenge attack campaign that Trump is waging, it is directly against her husband. He is the target, okay? And President Obama unleashed the Trump haters, okay, and allowed Trump in. And the only way to... And Michelle Obama will carry everything, House and Senate.
But she has publicly said that she has no interest in running for any political office, period, full stop, ain't going to happen, don't even bring it up.
We have to... If she wants to save democracy, there has got to be a groundswell before the election, and Harris has got to join in there. She has got to ask Obama. They have got to sit. Those two have got to sit down, and Harris has got to say, "I want you on that top ticket, and I'll take the second." Yeah. We have to go unprecedented. We have to. We cannot.
It would be a real Hail Mary. I'll give you that.
We have to breathe fire, Tom. This is no time to dilly-dally, and I'm sorry, we cannot leave it up. Michelle Obama will turn this country on fire. She will ignite the Democrats, plain and simple, and that's the only way to do it.
Yep, I get it. Ron, thank you. Your vote is recorded, as they say. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. My opinion is that you don't judge a man when he stumbles. You judge a man on his character. You judge a man on his record. You judge a man for what he stands for. Joe Biden has a tremendous record. And I agree with you that, in my opinion, CNN was a big mistake to have this debate on CNN. This was a lying fest.
Yes.
Trump lied through his teeth. And there was no fast checking on his lies.
Right.
But again, you know, if Biden decides to quit and have someone else replace him, I will endorse him. And if he decides to stay on it, I will endorse him as well, because he has done a tremendous job.
Yeah, same here. I agree. However they decide to play it, I am going to support them 100%. But that said, I think Biden did incredible damage to himself last night. And like I said, I don't blame Joe Biden for that. I blame his team for that. They never should have let him go out there. They never should have booked this debate in the first place. It was that was insane. Yeah.
The perfect excuse was, like you said earlier, his team should have advised him to say, "I will not debate a felon."
Yep.
That would have been the perfect strategy.
Yep. You know? Yep. Absolutely. Be above it. Be above the fray.
Thank you,
Alfredo.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Let's not forget, though, this wasn't President Biden's first rodeo at debating. You know, you're blaming his team, but I mean, how many teams had he had before that?
You know, well, he's not, you know, I mean, when you look back at the primary debates, he did fairly poorly in those debates, too. I mean, they should have known that this guy is not the world's best debater, and he'd be going up against a guy who actually, you know, but MSNBC spent, what, over $1 million on coaches teaching Donald Trump how to do television, and then he had 14 years of practice every single week. You know, as doing Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice, he knows how to stand in front of a TV and perform. He's a, like somebody earlier said, he's a great ad libber. He's an ad lib artist, and he is. You know, the sad part about it is that he bases it all on lies. He just pulls things out of his backside and says whatever he thinks people want to hear. But I think he's been doing that his whole entire life.
But let's not forget who also asked to have this debate first. President Biden wanted it.
I know.
You know, it's kind of like, better watch out what you wish for, you might just get it. But you know, I agree with a lot, you know, like it's kind of like Biden's done 100 attaboys and this one, shucks, wipes them all out, you know?
Well, but, we'll see. I mean, you know, let's have this conversation in 2 weeks when I get back from vacation.
he should have ended it and asked Trump, hey, where's Melania?
Yeah, there you go. Dave, thank you. I thought it was weird that Donald Trump is going, I didn't have sex with a porn star. I mean, really? This is what we're saying in our, you know, this is one of our presidential candidates. This is his great vote for me line. I didn't have sex with a porn star? Really? 44 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local civic media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the civic media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
With a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag, you're it. Sometimes Louise and I crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cookie Energy is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. It appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cookie Unity. What a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week. Each meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tom. The compromise, as it occurs to me, is this. Joe Biden allows Gavin Newsom to step into his seat with the proviso that Kamala Harris stays where she is because the road she's traveling is intrinsic with our journey, and she belongs there. But also, Joe Biden becomes Secretary of State. That's the triple crown. He's so deserving. Yeah. He really is, Tom.
Well,
and it would keep it all plugged in.
Yeah.
And Gavin Newsom is a better creator. I'll say one more thing, and then I'll make it short. And the man that answered the phone said that Kamala Harris, as a citizen of California, that there may be a problem. Well, that young lady spent enough time in D.C. that she qualifies as a citizen there.
Yeah, she could change her residency without a problem. You're right. You're talking about the 12th Amendment. Yeah.
So that's what I'm throwing out, that Gavin Newsom requires the seat, Joe Biden is Secretary of State, Kamala Harris right where she belongs, and we go on and we go on and we go on.
Yeah.
Because we deserve better.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, Bill. Thank you for the call. Spot on. Thank you. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
I'm particularly interested in the perspective of an ex-Republican like yourself, Kino. What are your thoughts?
Oh my God, the criminals have taken over the Republican Party. But I wanted to talk about the factor. I'm 76 years old, and I start getting tired at sundown. To them, his handlers, to let Joe Biden at 9 o'clock at night try to debate was a wrong thing. Now, I flip over on another channel, and I see some of his speech right now. It's noontime, and he's all fired up.
Yep.
So the time of the day was one factor. The other thing is I heard a physical therapist that I know and a nurse practitioner say Joe Biden shows signs of the early beginnings of Parkinson's disease, and that has to be considered. But for some mottos for the Democrats, whoever, Biden or somebody else, that Trump will make America great again for rich white males and make it unfair for the rest of us, and they're creating a new class of fascism and nobility, a nobility class.
Yeah.
And the Democrats should talk about that they love women more better.
Yeah.
And some themes they could use. And Joe Biden should promote the idea of being a team leader. He still can make good decisions, even with Parkinson's. He's not a good communicator.
Well, I don't think he has Parkinson's. I just want to push back on that. To the best of my knowledge, nobody in the public space has suggested that. It looks to me like he has arthritis, you know, like he's walking very carefully, which is real common in people who are 81 years old.
His record that you listed earlier in your program, he has an excellent mind still.
Yes.
He can make good. He's not a good communicator, but he makes excellent decisions. And if he would be like promote the idea of being a team leader with bring in some strong personalities, Gavin Newsom to be in his cabinet or one of his chief of staff or something, and let it be known that he's going to just be the team leader, that might make a difference. Mm. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, your opinion, as a possibility, if they do decide to change candidates, would Al Gore be a possibility as a candidate? Because when the fascists started taking over, he was the first victim.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his age is. Do you think Al Gore might be a possibility?
I don't think he has any interest. Al Gore has been staying out of politics. He got beat up really, really badly in that 2000 election. He actually won the election, in my opinion. I mean, you know, he beat George W. Bush by 500,000 votes nationwide. And,
Tom, we got to promote the idea that those were pseudo-elections in 2000, 2016. Our convoluted way of Electoral College counting, those were majority is supposed to determine who the winner of an election. So we have pseudo-elections that creep up. And Al Gore was the first victim, and Hillary Clinton. Now, there were some in the 1800s, but recently, these were pseudo-elections. You one time said you would start using that term for those two elections, and I think that needs to be talked about more, and they classified as pseudo-elections, and we may have another one again, but the time of day, the main thing I want to talk about for his handlers, if they listen, be careful about the time of day that Biden talks, because, man, he's going at it right now at noontime, and he, as an aged person, I run out of energy at sundown, and that was wrong to let him do that at night.
Yeah, he just finished his speech, and the crowd's going nuts, and his wife's up on stage with him, and they just wrapped it up. We saw this at the State of the Union. If Biden has a teleprompter, which is common, every president uses them. Trump uses them. Obama was a master at using a teleprompter. I mean, all the way back to, I think Nixon was probably the first president in the modern era to use a prompter. He can do great. And frankly, I think even without a prompter, he can do great. We saw that interview on ABC. We've seen him at the G7. We've seen him in a lot of venues where he just, on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a smart guy. But you may be onto something, Keno, the 9 o'clock at night thing. That makes a lot of sense. That hadn't occurred to me because, when we watched it, it was only 6 o'clock in the evening here on the West Coast. Keno, thanks for the call. Always nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls. What's on your mind today?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's tom.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag
your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7, WMDX.
Tom. Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court handing down several rulings Friday, including a case out of Oregon